was soon interrupted by, guess who? Members of the Black First, Land First. You know, those supporters of Duduzani Zuma movement who were forcibly removed by the bouncers. In a video doing the rounds on social media, BLF activists can be seen being forcibly removed from the chamber while the group chants, "Shut down Fireblade, shut down Fireblade." Let's just take a quick listen to what went down this morning.
So the minister lied to this committee, and I actually take offense that he suggested we bribed somebody or stole a document. I find that very offensive.
It was a hurting thing when I saw, and I saw a comrade of mine going that route. There was approval, finish, and clap.
Those, of course, the words of some of the members of the Black First, Land First movement who stormed the parliamentary sitting and who were removed by bouncers. Well, to give us clarity on what then happened and how the committee is viewing this, I'm joined on the line by Mr. Hlomane Chauke. He's the chairperson of Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Home Affairs. Mr. Chauke, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Karim, and good evening to the listeners of 702.
Now, we just heard there that Mr. Oppenheimer said that he takes exception to the fact that the minister lied to this committee and suggested that we bribed someone or stole a document. I find that very offensive. It was hurtful when I saw, and then, you know, people go on and speak. Now, Mr. Oppenheimer said he was astounded that Mr. Gupta sought to go back on his word after granting permission for international passengers to pass through the terminal following a meeting at his Pretoria office in 2016. And the Oppenheimers have also said that there is no written agreement to prove that Kigaba gave permission for immigration services at the Fireblade terminal. The meeting was minuted. Now, what evidence have you got to back up what Mr. Oppenheimer is saying? We also, of course, know that a court of law found Mr. Kigaba to have lied on this matter. So what does the committee have, and how does Mr. Oppenheimer's testimony get you closer to an understanding of what really happened?
Well, firstly, Karima, thank you very much. I mean, the issues that we dealt with today, with respect that we know that there was a court order, meaning that the court of law has engaged on this matter, and they've looked at all the evidence that was put before the court, with all documents that were put before the court, both by the minister and the when you say, okay, I'm the Fireblade, this is a company called the Fireblade, that's a registered company. Now we really, you know, ours was not to dwell much on the court order if we wanted to challenge the decision of the court. We're just to get clarity on that decision and implementation, therefore, of the Fireblade arrangement, which is already happening, by the way, as we speak. And that was the main focus, because our concern was that the state is providing a service to this particular company through the immigration, health, agriculture, SARS, and all of that, in the port of entry. The committee took it upon itself about a month ago. We did, after the court ruling, after some time, by the way, the court ruling was in January. After some time, having engaged with the Minister of Home Affairs around the court order, and were informed by the Minister that he will be appealing the decision to the Constitutional Court. So the committee, and even we recommended that if you feel strong that you have not granted this permission and you still want to take the matter to the court, you have a right to do that. We can't stop you. We can't say no, don't do it, because it's you that knows of the issues that you dealt with and all of that. So we took it on that basis. And then what we have been waiting for was to get from the minister his appeal, therefore, to the Constitutional Court for the matter. And our understanding was that he was going to appeal the decision to grant the permission for the fire blade not to use the facility on the basis that he has not given them. Now, we've not received that from him so far, except what we have now learned through the engagement, because you'll understand that the fire blade are a party. So whatever documents that he filed to the Constitutional Court, the fire blade will be aware of that kind of a document. And in our engagement today, we then learned that, in fact, the minister is not appealing the decision to operate. He's only appealing the rights. He's, in fact, he's appealing to the Constitutional Court to give him the opportunity to come and, you know, and put his appeal. He has not yet appealed, meaning that the court order. The concern, therefore, of the committee is that the fire blade is in operation. The state is providing a service there, meaning with all these people that I've just outlined. And therefore, that's what we wanted to understand, that in between whatever application to the Constitutional Court, what arrangement are they in place for us to confirm and deal with issues of accountability as Oversight Committee of Parliament?
Mr. Chauke, just hold on for me 1 second. Mr. Gigaba also promised to deliver a signed letter confirming the arrangement. A letter signed by him retracting the approval was later submitted to the court. Has he done this? Have you seen this letter?
No, we have not seen it. We have not
have you asked him for it?
Look, what we did from the side of the committee, we really took it on the basis that he's appealing the process, and the matter, therefore, was from us, from the level of how we looked at it, was that the matter is then sub judice. Someone says, and I'm appealing the decision.
No, but it's not sub judice in Parliament. You have oversight. You have every right to ask the minister.
No. I know that. What we relied on, we're still waiting to get his filing affidavit that he was going to put to the Constitutional Court. But in between that, we'll understand that we then took a decision to go and visit the fire blade, right? While we are still waiting, that's why we have called him now. Next week he's going to be appearing in the committee to deal with such matters again.
Who is coming to the committee? Is this the minister?
The minister will be coming back next week, because what we discovered today is clear that there is no agreement, signed agreement, between government and the fire blade company. There's no agreement. And the government is providing a service to a private company.
So who's lying here, Mr. Chauke?
Well, for now, I don't want to make a judgment of anyone who's lying. The fact is that we want all the facts we put in the table at the level.
No, but as the facts stand now before you, on the of the basis of probabilities, who's lying?
Look, the court has pronounced I don't want to go back to the decision of the court.
The court pronounced that Minister Malusi Gigaba was a liar. Is that what you're saying?
This is what the court said, yes.
So why don't you want to say it?
That is why I'm saying that we are not challenging the decision of the court. What the court has said stands, and this is what we know. Until such matters, if it's appealed, then we'll understand that it's being appealed. But what is standing now is what the court has said about him.
Mm-hmm. Now, what I want to understand is you've engaged, obviously, the minister. He knows that you want to get to the bottom of this because you want to look at government services. You said he is meant to come to you next week. Can you give us a date? And can you tell us what has been the correspondence between yourself and the minister? And what is it that you want the minister to come and clarify for you in the committee? Because remember, this is a minister when he was summoned to the State Capture Committee in Public Enterprises. He asked for two delays because he said he didn't know what they wanted. There was a long overdue thing. So I just want clarity from you. You know, it's a week now from between Mr. Gigaba having to come. What does the committee want from him? Have you communicated this to him? Is he aware of what it is that is outstanding that he needs to come and answer for?
The letter has been signed off today to his office.
What does it say, sir?
No, it says. The normal operations of Parliament is going to be on Tuesday when the Committee of Parliament is sitting. We expect the Department of Home Affairs, who's the leader in the port of entry, to come and brief the committee now on the agreement between the fire blade and government. Because that agreement is not signed and we are told it's lying in his office. So he's going to be talking to us on those basis. Because for now, the court has pronounced that Fireblade must operate.
Yes.
What you need to hear from government is the agreement between government and Fireblade. And this is what we want him to come and talk about.
Has he communicated with you, Mr. Chauke, about his readiness to come? And, of course, given that he hasn't given you the letter yet, what else has he said? Is he coming? Is he going to be sending somebody else? What do you expect?
I expect the Minister of Home Affairs, Minister Malusi Gigaba, to be in the portfolio committee, which is a scheduled meeting of Home Affairs where we interact with the department on a weekly basis.
Mm-hmm.
We're sending the invite on the basis of that particular arrangement, and we expect Minister Malusi to be there.
And if he doesn't come?
If he doesn't come, then we'll have to find a day that he must come and appear, because these matters, we can't leave them. He must give us a reason why he's not going to be able to come. He must give us a reason that, but the matter is that he's not going to go away in the committee. It means that he will definitely have to come and explain himself around the issue of the agreement.
All right, that is where we will leave it. Thank you very much. That's the chairperson of Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Home Affairs, Mr. Hlomani, my apologies, Chauke.